our laws. Because in the material world there is disparity between conditioned souls due to everyone's desire to lord it over the material resources. This very mentality of lording it over the material nature is the root cause of conditioned life. And to give facility to such imitation lords, the illusory energy of the Lord has created a disparity between conditioned living beings by creating the stronger and the weaker in every species of life. The mentality of lording it over the material nature and the creation has naturally created a disparity, and therefore the law of struggle for existence. In the spiritual world, there is no such disparity, nor is there such a struggle for existence. In the spiritual world, there is no struggle for existence because everyone there exists eternally. There is no disparity because everyone wants to render service to the Supreme Lord. And no one wants to imitate the Lord in becoming the beneficiary. Excuse me. The Lord, being creator of everything, including the living beings, factually is the proprietor and enjoyer of everything that be. But in the material world, by the spell of Maya or illusion, this eternal relation with the Supreme Personality of Godhead is forgotten. And so the living being is conditioned under the law of struggle for existence and survival of the fittest. Om Agyanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Mamitam Jaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Ugam Karoti Vachalam Pangam Langayate Giram Yajnapadam Vinataranam. We'll read the verse again. O King, as in the ocean of the bigger and stronger aquatics, as in the ocean the bigger and stronger aquatics swallow up the smaller and weaker ones, so also the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to lighten the burden of the earth, has engaged the stronger Yadu to kill the weaker and the bigger Yadu to kill the smaller. Another profound purport by Srila Prabhupada, in which every sentence has unlimited meanings. Srila Prabhupada begins here by stating that in the material world, the struggle for existence and survival of the fittest are laws. Bhagavatam explains, jivasa jiva jivanam, that one living entity is food for another. So that struggle is certainly always happening. Just like in the courts, there's a higher court and there's a lower court. The lower court may come up with a certain decision, but when the higher court, the Supreme Court, gives its verdict, it's law, technically. So we may create all sorts of laws in this world, and we may try to develop all sorts of conditions in that struggle for existence and survival of the fittest, but there's a certain law that no one, that everyone has to answer to, and that, of course, is birth, death, old age, and disease. That is the final verdict. In this material world, everyone has to follow that principle. There's no such thing in this material world as a comfortable situation. that there always has to be some sort of struggle. And Srila Prabhupada points out here why. Why is that disparity going on? Ultimately, it's that constant competition is because of envy. We have envy of other living beings. We have envy of ultimately the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore, the living entities are struggling with the material energy, which consists of the modes of nature. That higher law, of course, Mama Maya Dharatya, Krishna explains in Bhagavad Gita, that it's my energy, it's my law. We can do so many things again to make adjustments. We want to try and skirt around this situation or that situation. But ultimately, we have to answer to that final law. And that again is birth, death, old age, and disease. And that constant struggle. And because of the living entity's desire to enjoy separately, as we mentioned, that constant competition is there between the living beings. The living being has to accept a particular type of body. Prabhupada points that out here in the purport, that there are different, material nature provides different species of life. And each species has a certain set of senses that dictates where we should go, what we should eat, in union, of course, in unison with the modes of material nature. Purushak prakriti stohi bhunkti prakritir janganan. The living being thus follows the ways of material life, enjoying the modes of nature, and thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species. We have to take on a particular form of body, and in that form of body we aspire for different enjoyments. The senses pull us from here to there. Just like the Prabhupada points out that the fish is controlled by the tongue. So he's dragged from this place to that place. He's looking for something to taste and something to eat, and he grabs onto the hook and he's captured. Or the elephant is by his genitals, he's dragged here and there, and the hunter gets a she elephant, and she's in heat. The hunter digs a big pit, and the he elephant, the bull, comes running, thinking that I'm going to enjoy, and instead he falls into the pit. So they capture the bull. Or the deer, the hunter uses different I guess it would be a flute, right? He uses a different flute sound to catch the ear of the deer. Sometimes you see in these magazines I've seen, they have these very fancy deer sound flutes. And the intent, of course, is to attract the ear, the hearing mechanism of the deer, and the deer freezes, or they'll come running toward that sound, and as soon as they get close, the big bad hunter jumps up, or he's undercover and uses a machine gun to kill the deer. a big bad hunter. It's such a joke. What to speak of in the human form, where these senses, every sense is dragging us here and there in so many different ways. We're being pulled, seeing this. Srila Prabhupada points out how the man or woman, they're so foolish that they're even attracted to the mannequin. They're so foolish. Of course, they're fantasizing, and the fact is that no one is sculpted like that mannequin. There's no such thing. And neither is anyone so shapely as that mannequin. It's a joke. But they try to dress it up in such a way that you fantasize that, I could be like this, or I wish he were like this, or I wish she were like that. So in this way, the living entity is dragged from here to there. And due to his desire to lord it over the material nature provides a certain facilities. Srila Prabhupada points out here, this very mentality of lording over the material nature is a root cause of conditioned life. Because in actuality, we don't have any connection to this material world. Asango hi ayam purushaha. The living being actually has no real connection to this material world, but some or other, due to forgetfulness, as Prabhupada points out here at the end of the purport, forgetfulness that the Lord, or forgetfulness of our eternal relationship with the personality of Godhead, the living being has to struggle. But in actuality, this is not our place. This is not our natural state, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yayasa mohito jiva atmanam trigunatmakam, that due to the external energy, the living being who's actually transcendental to the three modes of material nature thinks himself as a product, and thus he has to experience all sorts of a product of this material nature. We identify with it, associate with it. And therefore, and as a result, he has to undergo so many material miseries. While all the while being defeated. While all the while being defeated. Moga samoga karmono. Moga jnana vichetas. Everything, in every case, one is defeated. Even if you have a little knowledge, moga jnana vichetasa, even that little bit of knowledge becomes bewildering. And still one has to fall and be swept up by this material energy. And therefore, there's so much strife in this material world. We see how there are so many different types of conflicts, because we're all in competition to try and enjoy this material world. Therefore, material nature, as Prabhupada points out here, gives facility to such imitation lords. And as a result of that, the Lord is created because of that facility. A disparity becomes develops between the conditioned souls. Therefore, we have the struggle for existence. The Prabhupada describes it so nicely. Why there is a struggle for existence in this material world. Because everyone has a certain degree of, or a certain set of desires. And you have something that I want, or I have something that you want, or I'm envious of this or that, and therefore we have this struggle for existence, causing pain to other living beings, and even causing pain to this body as the Maya bodies. So this mentality of lording over the material nature and the creation has naturally created. It's naturally created a disparity. And although people try to do so many things to try and, you know, create equal rights, or they try to make programs to help the less fortunate, or the animals, or this or that, it's all for naught. It's all defeated, ultimately. As Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, it's ultimately defeated. Because, again, we don't actually have any relationship. The living being, aparem intastvanyam prakriti, Krishna explains in the Bhagavad Gita that he's of a higher nature. But some or other, due to this association, we're thinking that we're of this lower nature. And we come with this idea of trying to exploit the material resources. But in the spiritual world, as Prabhupada points out here, that struggle for existence is not there. Because everyone wants to render service to the personality of Godhead. That competition is not there. Instead, the competition is to how to facilitate someone in their service to the Supreme Lord. Instead of trying to put someone down or eliminate the competition, the idea is how to facilitate and how to improve the service that's being offered to the personality of Godhead. And because, of course, Krishna is the supreme proprietor, right? He's the supreme yajna tapasam. He's the enjoyer of everything. And, of course, he's our supreme friend. So, in every way, there's a whole different set of rules. There's a whole different set of laws. Where the rule is that one should be engaged in Krishna's service, not to be acting like some haunted person. The Chaitanya Charitamrita describes how when one comes into this material and wants to enjoy, it's as if that person is haunted by a ghost. You see how sometimes people are acting in very strange ways. And because they're haunted and disturbed by material desires to an extreme degree. So the Chaitanya Charitamrita describes, Pisacha Paila Yena, that actually they're haunted. To be thinking that I can make some enjoyment or a comfortable situation in this material world is delusional. It's like being haunted again by some other spirit. Therefore, we're in a artificial condition. As Lord Vrishabhadeva describes, yadindya pritaya aptrinoti, that actually we should not have come into this material world. We should not have accepted this condition. And as long as the mind is, and the consciousness are unclear or impure and absorbed in fruitive activities, karmatmika yena sharira bhanda, is described that one has to again accept that situation, another material body, and you have to go through that same struggle. It's not real. In actuality, we're not meant to be here. And the proof, of course, is that we're having to undergo these laws of material nature, these superior laws, as Prabhupada points in the beginning of this purport, that this material world has certain laws, and you can't overcome those laws stuck in this material condition. No matter how you may try to improve it, the reality is that again, one is eventually trapped. Bahirmukhan bhogavan chakari, that one is snatched by Maya. It's just like the soldier who goes out into the battlefield, and he's in his foxhole, and he sticks his head up looking to see if there's an enemy, and the enemy shoots him. So similarly, we're in this material world. We're trying to make some kind of a secure situation. As soon as we look up, and we're trying to make, we're trying to assess what's happening, the living entity gets snatched by Maya. Whether it be the tongue, or whether it be the genitals, or whether it be the ear, or one of the senses, the mind. In this way, we're snatched by material nature, and we're forced to struggle in this material world. So, this instruction being given is very instructive, because it points out clearly how ultimately the personality of Godhead is in control, and everything he does has a purpose and a certain plan to it. It's not just whimsical or accidental. Everything that we see around us, there's no accident to it. But if one is intelligent and recognizes how Krishna is behind this, how this situation is something that I needed to learn something from, then we'll make a great advancement in human life. But if one is absorbed in the material gratifications, then no doubt one will be snatched, just like the elephant or the fish. He may be flying, zipping around in the ocean, free and easy. But by his sense of smell, he smells something, and then he wants to taste it, and then he's captured. So, a very interesting purport, how every sentence here is so profound by Srila Prabhupada. We'll end there. Are there any questions or comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Thank you for the wonderful class, Nakama Prabhu. What is the best way or process to overcome these stringent laws of material nature and regain our original consciousness?
Hearing from a bona fide spiritual master. Prabhupada explains that the hearing sense is the strongest. We can do a lot of things, but if you hear from the absolute, it's like we're hearing from Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita, or we're hearing from the pure devotee. If you if you hear from the right source, then all of one's confusion and delusion, just like Arjuna's confusion, was resolved by hearing from the Supreme Lord. So if we hear from the liberated soul, if we hear from what Srila Prabhupada is giving us, then there's no doubt that one will be strengthened and equipped to deal with Maya's challenges. There's no doubt if you just hear very carefully. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Thank you.